Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Under the shadow of your wings, I am safe. Under the shadow of your wings, I am safe. Under the shadow of your wings, I am safe. Under the shadow of your wings, I am safe. Under the shadow of your wings, I am safe. Under the shadow of your wings, under the shadow of your wings, for under the shadow of your wings, O God, Shabakabarataba Shukabarabaya, we are under the shadow of your wings, O God. Under the shadow of your wings, O God, Vashabakapara Vashabadikavari Kusabaya. Hallelujah.
Let's be seated. Nobody steals now. Punishment is not to put the person in prison. For us, it is to probably what? Put the person under what? An algorithm of consecration. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So probably you may remove, if he had a leadership position, you may retrieve that for a moment, for a while. And if you say you will leave the person, now if for instance you are found guilty in a particular sin as a leader, and we say for the love of Christ we are allowed to slide. We are not wise people. We are foolish people for allowing it to slide, because that sin will cost you, you know, you will bring reproach to the kingdom if you get to even higher position of authority if that sin is not dealt with. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You come to a point where you commit such a sin in a high ranking position in the church, for instance, and everybody is talking down that leader or that pastor, alright, and is bringing reproach to the kingdom. If for instance you had seen it at the beginning, at the initial point where that person is just trying to grow into leadership position or in a lower level of leadership, and you attack that character, if the person gets to a higher position of authority, he will not do that again, because the character had been what? Attacked. And when we say attack the character, we don't say just look at it and say, don't do that again. Mm-mm. What will make the person not do it again? For you to even see that character in a leader is a terrible place to be. So you have to start working on it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? And in those days, there were a council of elders that would pass punishment for the person to make, to be more fortified, for the person to be more capacitated. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Not to the end that the person dies to his sin. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So maybe we'll read again so that you see everything I've said in just, I mean, very, very easy. It says in from verse 6, it says, maybe from verse 5, it says, but if anyone has caused grief, it is sufficient for such a man. So Paul is saying the punishment is okay. And it's okay. It's cool. It's not a problem at all. Did you see Paul condemning the punishment? Huh? You see, Paul is a man of grace. And he's saying that's good punishment. Are we together? Next part of scripture. And when we say punishment, like I said, I hope you are not getting me off context. Punishment is not here killing the person, condemning him to his sin. No. It is putting the person under an algorithm of consecration so that he is capacitated not to do that sin again. Are you get what I'm trying to say? Are you all listening to me? Before you say pastor is teaching legalism. Next part of scripture. We're in 7, right? So that on the contrary, you ought rather to forgive and comfort him, lest perhaps such one be swallowed up with what? Too much sorrow. Next part of scripture. So you see, Paul is like, if you don't reaffirm your love and commitment to him, the punishment will grieve his heart or her heart. The person will feel not love because of that punishment. Do you get what I'm trying to say? We're feeling unloved and Satan can steal that person. So you know, you have to be intelligent as a leader. You are punishing somebody with one hand and reaffirming your love to that person with another hand. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So you are saying, because of what you have done, this is your punishment. I'm going to remove you from this leadership position and watch you in 3 months praying in the spirit and studying the Bible. And while the person is doing it under pain, you are telling him, I'm doing this because I love you. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Because if you claim you love that person and allow the sin to slide, he will kill you tomorrow. That same person will kill you. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? The Bible says, lead to what? It what? Spoils the fire. Especially in this kind of systems. You look at somebody that commits a particular sin. No problem, just allow it. You see, because you are a pastor, I'm going to cover you. You are making a big mistake. That little sin will become big tomorrow. You know, you probably are a church of 200. So you covered it, nothing. You just say it's a pastor. We shouldn't bring this to the public. And we are not supposed to bring it to the public. We are supposed to what? Punish him for that particular thing. And punishment does not mean cause him to his sin. Probably will say you are suspended and this is what you should go through. This is a set of rules you should go through that should get you more capacitated so that you don't do that sin again. Are you people listening to me? You know, I have some laws, like some great scientists, Newtons and the rest. Yesterday I was thinking, was it yesterday or today afternoon? Early hours of today, I was wondering, I think I have another law to render. Do you remember some of my laws? Oh, interestingly, some of them I've forgotten. Can you remember some of the laws I've created from God's word? It's chiefly God's law. Amen. I just gathered it and I made it sound nice, but it belongs to God. But I declared it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Just like Newton's law too belongs to God. It's God that has it, but Newton discovered it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Alright, so this is the law. Prophet Simon's law for life. Alright. For a man who must not fail. Let's put it like that. Prophet Simon's law for a man who wouldn't fail. Except that man knows the revelation of Jesus. He doesn't have what it takes not to fail. Except the man has the revelation of Jesus, he doesn't have what it takes not to fail. So you see, if you don't have the revelation of Jesus, you may be a good person, but you will certainly fail. And this law is affirmed through the scriptures in 1 John 3 and 6. We'll come back here, but briefly, let's just see 1 John 3 and 6. And let's read together. 1, 2, read. Whoever abides in him does not sin. whoever sins has neither what? Or, so you see, if you know him or have seen him, which is reciprocal to abiding in him, you will not sin. But if you don't know him or have not seen him and are not abiding in him, what will happen to you? You will what? Sin. You see that? Are you guys here tonight? So a man that does not know Jesus does not have what it takes not to sin. He will definitely disappoint you tomorrow. And that's why God in his wisdom has told you, husband, love your wife as what? So a woman should be intelligent to know that a man who doesn't know Christ cannot properly love her. That one, we have been saying it. I just wanted to add this. So let's go back to where we were. Now, why did I have to quote this? You see, if excellence is easy, everybody will be appreciated in this world. Because everybody can just do it anyhow. But an excellent man will want it to be done in a very unique way. That's why he gets noticed. Are you all listening to me? So like I was saying, this is not my major topic, but I just had to add it because of the little distractions. If Jesus is in a place and you truly have seen the revelation of Jesus in the scriptures, there's a way you ought to behave. Are you listening to me? There's a way. You can't touch your phone when Jesus is talking to you. What did Paul say? He said the reason why our words as men of God profited you was because when we were speaking, you didn't take it as words from ordinary men. He said you took it as words from the oracle of God. That's why it was profiting to you. When we're speaking to you, we're speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And you shouldn't check your WhatsApp in church. Check your Facebook in church. What is wrong with our generation? What height of addiction is that? My pastor friend was telling me he was in Boko for a meeting and he sat down with his Sammies. The man just came down from the podium. He just sang a song and blessed the people. And sat down and was on WhatsApp. Was chatting in the service. And he just looked at the man. He was so aback. And the man looked at him and smiled. He said, the only thing that pained me was that I paid attention when he was ministering. Are you listening to me? So whenever it's worship time, know that God is God. God is great. God is almighty. And you should pay close attention. Or you should give him all your attention in worship. Are you listening to me? A man who is worshiping God with the whole of his heart, spirit, soul and body. And another one who is checking his phone. Which one will God see as important? Huh? Imagine two of us are worshiping God. You are checking your WhatsApp while me I'm pointing all my attention and desires to God. Which one will God take as important? Where will the glory of God manifest more? The one touching his phone? Little things, they are very powerful in the realm of the spirit. Hope you know. Pay attention to little details. What makes great men is not everybody doing the same thing. These little things we pay attention to is what makes some people great. That he says, I'm in church. He keeps his phone. They off the phone. That's why I said remove all those phones. You are in church. Off your phones. Why will your phone be on in church? Five minutes with God can change your life forever. Hope you know that. All the struggles you have been doing, 5 minutes with God, it can change your life forever. Off your phones in church. Don't joke with church. You know you can prepare for church. You're about to come to church. Get your jotters ready. Get your dresses ready. In fact, if you have to sleep so that you don't sleep in church, sleep. Church is not a place for sleeping. You know what that moment in church can do to your life? Are you listening to me? Be not what? What? Of what? Of what? The devil. Be not ignorant. Let me conclude with the last point so that I just hit focally what I'm supposed to talk about today. I said little sin like offense can get you to a height of sin called fornication. And you'd be wondering, how did I from offense? In fact, you actually not see it. I used to be a very nice Christian. I was so dedicated in church. I don't know. I've fornicated several times. What the heck is wrong with me? And you are wondering, how did I get to this point in my life? A lot of times you are not aware, but it's offense. Just that little offense that day in church. They spoke to you with a high tone. The leader was vexed. So why would you come to church late? What is wrong with you? And you've been 3 years in church. And you got offended. Why would they talk to me like that? Looking from God's word, sometimes a leader may be wrong in their action. Are you listening to me? But does that justify your offense? Huh? Does that justify your offense? The Bible said the leader can be grieved. Isn't it? Hebrews 13:17. He said they should not do it with grief. Meaning the leader can be grieved. He may be vexed. Was Jesus vexed in scripture? Some people say no. Was Jesus vexed in scripture? Did he whip people in scripture? Imagine the people offended at Jesus and said, I hate Jesus. And for this character of Jesus, I'm never going to serve God again. They are going to hell. You see, as a leader, he was always good, but not always nice. Leaders are always good, even though they are not nice at some point. Has your father ever beat you before? Is your father good? While he was beating you, was he nice? Huh? But is he still good? Would you choose your father over any man in this world? Because you are not married yet. If some that are married, they'll say, I prefer my father than you. That's how it is. So, some leaders may be grieved and they may show some kind of wrong actions that are not really from the fruit of righteousness, but it doesn't mean they are what? Bad leaders. And if you get offended, it is at your own cost. You're going to regret it. And the other day, Pastor Peter just came out from church. He started shouting at me at the front of everybody. Everybody was just looking at me. I'm not a small girl, I just have respect. It's because of honor. See how he spoke to me. Even children were laughing. You know, the devil begins to remind you of your age at some point. There's a way they talk to you. Satan will remind you that you haven't seen this leader. If it's not church, can this boy see me on the road and even talk to me? That's the devil speaking to you. Then you start pumping. And when you get home, you say, I'm not going there again. You left God's work. You are probably a cell leader. You left everything because they offended you on a Tuesday. The souls God gave you, you left. Everything you left. Why? They shouted on you. Wow. I'm imagining the council of heaven sitting down to judge this case. The souls who knew nothing about how they shouted on you, they are gone. Nobody to control them again. Shepherd has gone. Strike the shepherd and what? Will be what? Scattered. One is now a womanizer. One is an Igbo person now. The other one is now a ritualist. The other one is a Yahoo boy. Why? The leader was offended. Are you seeing what offense can cause? Be not ignorant of what? The vices of what? The devil. Some people have turned into witches and wizards in church because of offense. Witches and wizards. In fact, you come to that point that when the word is being preached, when the person you hate say, word, you say, The person you hate said, preach it, pastor. I said, Now I saw the good they shout. Now then be the hypocrite of the church. Now then shout. They shout past everybody. Yet they are the hypocrites of the church. So now you are not paying attention to the word of God. You are paying attention to the action of your enemy. I've observed, anytime she see me, she used to pass another route. She probably didn't want to pass another route. Something happened somehow. She passed another road. She doesn't even... She's not even thinking of you. But the Bible calls the devil the accuser of the brethren. He always finds fault. You guys are just coming and suddenly she just stopped and just... Maybe she saw something that was going... And she tried to go and address the thing. So, she saw me. I know talker. See the idiot. She done the thought. Now me she see you. Now me she see. Another time again, you come to church, you are trying to go to that road, then you don't see her follow like that. She is running to go and greet another, and she hugged the person. She do and may pay me. Now because she want me pay me, as she see me now, she go hug her more. She hug her, call they look me. Now she say, hi, I don't even answer her back, idiot. You are turning into a witch little by little. See, it would have been better for you to just go to a club and declare that you belong to the devil. Then waste your time coming to church like that in that state. Paul said, are you not children? As long as there is what? Strife, envy, all this work of the flesh. He said, are you not kids and deserve milk? Not strong food? You need to go back to the basic milk. Offense. And such a person in church now, will that person grow? The person have stopped growing. The person is now what? Stagnant. And now every operation of the devil can begin to happen in that person's life. You are surprised. It was just a little offense. You are not paying attention to the word of God again. Your mind is now at all the things that is getting you offended. All of a sudden, you are fornicating. You wake up, how the heck? You start crying. How the hell did I get here? Offense took you there. But you never, indirectly now, you see, but you are not even aware. Do you know even why they are crying? They don't even know what took them there. How did I get here? Holy Spirit. It takes an external factor. Your leader. Your pastor, are you listening to me? Sometimes a good friend. Make sure you have a good friend. A good friend is not the one that always supports you. A good friend will always offend you sometimes with the truth. Say, I like my friend. She always supports me, even if she don't know anything that happened. Esther, was I not in your house yesterday night? Yes, now we're eating together. She was not there. Say, my friend, she always has my back. Then you come to Esther and they say, now who you dey lie for? Why I say yes, yesterday. You see. But if Esther truly have you a heart, goes to your house and your father is beating you, I will snap. Where were you yesterday night? Esther, was I not in your house? Which house? The father will want that lady to be your friend. There are some of you, your father has been advising you against some friends. Because anytime you lie, they affirm the lie. But the one that will say, which house, Esther? No, they lie for your father now. Your father will say, bring food for that one. Better is the word than what? Those are the kind of friends you should have. Now say, Richard, truly, now you are at fault. Let's be sincere, Richard, you are the one at fault. You want to slap him, but you know it's truly you that is at fault. Are you listening to me? That's what will cause you to grow. Offense has killed a lot of people. useless things offends you. Really useless, useless thing. Are you here? Be not what? Ignorant of what? The devices of the devil. All that needs to come to the church. Like I said at the middle while I was teaching, I said what we need again in the church. It's not like it's this thing has not been there. We've neglected it for light, for smoke and the rest. True discipleship. Don't get discipleship. Know people in church. Follow them up in church. Know about their spiritual growth. Know what is happening in their lives. Are you listening to me? While I was meditating in the office, the Lord told me, he said, talk about the devices of the devil. And I was wondering, how should the meeting go? How should the meeting go? And he told me, he said, son, many do not understand my purpose on the earth. Many do not understand my word, my purpose on the earth. They don't. God came for a kingdom purpose. Are you aware? He came for what? A kingdom purpose. Hallelujah to Jesus. Matthew 25:34. Just two emphases and by God's grace we'll be out from here. To start from somewhere else before I conclude. Let me see Matthew 23:23 very fast, then come back here. All right, I think I'm right. But before we major on this, let's see Matthew 6:10, 1 Thessalonians 2:12. So Matthew 6:10 first, then 1 Thessalonians 2:12. It says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Hallelujah. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Now this is where Jesus was teaching the 12 how to pray. They say, teach us how to pray. The root word prayer is from the root word in Greek called prosuche. It means how to become one with God's desire, will for us. Pay attention. Are you listening? And so Jesus was teaching them how to become one with God's desire for them. What's God's desire for them? According to this part of scriptures, His kingdom come. He wants His kingdom to come. And say, pray that My kingdom, My will be done as it is done where? So God wants His kingdom alive on the earth. Finding expression on the earth. And I said to you several times that we have been called into a kingdom. Colossians 1:13, I guess, it says, we've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness into God's marvelous light. Somebody is wondering, what does kingdom mean? From Matthew 6:10, it says, My kingdom come, My will be done on earth. It simply means kingdom is God's influence, 100% working in heaven, also working 100% on earth. Everything is in order in heaven. Alright? Pay attention. Everything is in order in heaven. For instance, this side goes, Isaiah 66:11. What does he say? From verse 1, sorry. Let's start from verse 1. It says, heaven is My throne, and the earth is My. Heaven is My, and the earth is My. Meaning heaven encompass, the kingdom encompass the heavens and the earth. This is what it means. Can I have a stool? So that I can, okay, let me just use this one. Can you all see me? Heaven is My throne, where God sits. But where God sits lands on the earth. Alright? So heaven is like this, but the earth is where this stool lands. Are you all listening to me? Alright? So God is seated in heaven on earth. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That means heaven and earth make up His kingdom. In other words, God is in charge of the entire universe. So where is God right now? Huh? In heaven on earth. God is everywhere. That's what we mean. He is what? Everywhere. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I think Matthew 5:34-35 explains it in another light. It says, but I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's. Next part of scripture. It says, nor by earth, for it is what? Nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great. Are we together? Forget about the last part. It said, don't swear by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is God's footstool. Meaning God is everywhere. He sits in the heaven on the earth. Are you all listening to me? Now, please follow me carefully. Why I have to say it like this? Because many people don't understand what Satan is against. Satan is not against you making heaven. Listen to me carefully. He is not against making heaven. He is against you being part of the reason for God's kingdom to find expression. Because we are the subject of His kingdom. We are half God. The man in Christ is how God wants to bring about kingdom fulfillment. What is kingdom? As it is in, so should it be upon. Now, if what is working in heaven should work on the earth, it must happen through man, the man in Christ. And Satan wants that plan to be distorted. That is why Satan is on the pursuit of destroying man. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And it's not the spirit factor of man, it's the flesh factor of man. It is the flesh factor of man, not the spirit factor of man. You hear a lot of people say we are perfect in our spirit, we are saving our spirit, but our flesh will never be saved. Have you heard people say things like that? That's a false narrative. It's a big problem. Because God's provision has been made available in our spirit, soul, and what? Body. Are you listening to me tonight? Are you listening to me tonight? And one scripture I always use to validate this. Now, we are in the kingdom. You see, when many people are not aware of this kingdom, that is why the operations of the kingdom are not finding full expression. If not, God, when he finished on the cross of Calvary, called us into a kingdom. But the kingdom can never be operational until we really understand the modus operandi. For instance, I think 1 Thessalonians 2:12, it says, we should live a life worthy of God who has called us into a kingdom. A lot of scripture to affirm that we are being called into a kingdom already. Are we together? Another part of scripture in John 3 says we are born again to see the kingdom. That we are born again to what? To see the kingdom. That means if you are born again by the incorruptible seed of God's word, what should you see? The kingdom. And how do you get born again? The incorruptible seed of God's word. You should be born again to see the kingdom. You get born again by the incorruptible seed of God's word. So meaning God's word is what renews your mind to understand you are born again. Amen? How do you get born again? And Sammy, so that we'll all be on the same page. Don't worry, you'll not be confused. How do you get born again? By the incorruptible seed of, I like to call it incorruptible seed of God's word. Right? If it's corruptible, it will not work effectively. But if it is incorruptible, it will work effectively. More like water. The Bible speaks about the word of God washing us like water. The washing of the word. So as the word of God washes away our wrong mentality and gets us born again by this new mentality, what happens? We're into a kingdom, isn't it? Now, if you truly understand God's word, incorruptible seed of God's word, you should understand kingdom. If you don't understand the word of God, you should not understand kingdom. So if you are born again, and being born again takes the word. Alright? Are you getting confused? How do you get born again? By the incorruptible seed of God's word. The first law said you are born again to see the kingdom. But how do you get born again? So if God's word gets you born again, what should you see? In other words, anytime we read the word of God, what should we see? What does the word of God teach to us every time? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So if I'm teaching and you don't see kingdom, it's not God's word. Because Jesus came for the sole purpose of the kingdom. Luke 4. Is it verse 44? Help me. Luke 4 what? 40 what? 43. Luke 4, 43. Do you know the scripture I'm talking about? But he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to what? Because for these, is it T-H-E-S-E? What do we see there? T-H-I-S. For this purpose have I been sent. Why was Jesus on the earth? For kingdom purpose. Somebody said, but he came to die for my sin. It's part of the plan. Because it is through man, the man in Christ, that this kingdom purpose will find expression. So dying for man is dying for the kingdom. We are the bridge through which kingdom reality can find expression. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So God didn't lie. He came for us, yet he came for the kingdom. No wonder Revelation 1, 5 and 6 in the Amplified Edition said, we've been washed with the blood through his death. We've been washed with the blood through his death to the end that we become subject of his kingdom. The Bible said in verse 6, it said, and formed us into a kingdom. When we got washed, we were formed together into a kingdom. So without us, there is no kingdom. We are the subject of his kingdom. And he said, priest unto God. But you see, for this kingdom purpose to become a reality, this kingdom dream of God to become a reality, there is one constituent of man that is most very important that must function properly, his flesh. This is what Satan is fighting. And now, Satan has succeeded in giving most people, even in the church, a wrong view of the flesh. Many people are seeing the flesh as an enemy. Tell your neighbor, my flesh is not my enemy. God cannot create your enemy and put on you. He's a good God. If God wants us to serve him, why will he create our enemy and put on us? Does it make any sense to you? This is not for evil. It's for good. The Bible says, and the word was made and was able to dwell so that men can behold the glory full of. So you see the purpose of the flesh to reveal the glory. That's the purpose of the flesh. But the enemy has come to what? To what? And to what? Do not be ignorant of the devices of the devil. He knew Jesus came for a kingdom. He's trying to attack that kingdom dream. Knowing that the flesh is the only way for this kingdom dream to become a reality, that's why he's giving us a wrong perspective of the flesh. That's why it was Satan that entered the heart of men and brought this gospel that made us to say things like this. Whatever we do in the flesh does not. Because this is the focal point. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? No fear, I'm telling you. You can quote me anywhere. And decide to not believe. That's the power of the truth. We give you an option. You can decide to not believe. But I'm telling you the truth. That it was the devil that initiated that idea. That says whatever you do in the flesh does not. Because in a great house are several vessels. Some unto what? And some unto what? He said if a man purges himself with the latter, he becomes what? Profitable for the master's use. You see that? So if the flesh, whatever we do on the flesh does not matter, why do we have to purge ourselves to become a vessel profitable for the master's use? So God cannot use any man who thinks the flesh is his enemy. Any man who thinks anything you do in the flesh does not matter cannot be used by God according to the Bible. He has to purge himself. Can we read that scripture? What's that scripture? 2 Timothy what? 2 what? 20. Let's read together. Now in a large house there are not only vessels. Okay, NKJV is better. It said there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but of what? Wood and what? So what? Now, funny enough, I like this part alone in the NIV. I always used to call it the nearly inspired version. It was a joke I learned from a friend. He said, in a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of what? Wood and clay. Some are for what? Special purposes. And some are for what? Common use. You see that? That some are for what? Special purposes. And some are for what? Common use. Quite interesting. Now, go back to the NKJV in verse 21. We'll continue with the NKJV 21. It said, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Read again. If anyone cleanses himself from what? He will what? Sanctified and what? Prepared. What is the latter? The vessel that is not good. That corrupted nature of sin. Say, cleanse yourself from that. Can you purge yourself? Yes, you can. The Bible says we can. If Paul didn't say it in the Bible, he will not conclude that we can. You've been taught that the flesh can never be perfect. Yes, it can be perfect. The Bible said we should what? It said if anyone cleanses himself, cleanses himself. Wow. Other versions say purges themselves. Where do we find any scripture that speaks about purging ourselves, the possibility of purging ourselves? Good Bible student. 1 John what? 3. So we'll read 1 John 3 from verse 1. It says, now, beloved, what manner of love has the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called children of God? Therefore, the world does not know us. They don't know us because it did not what? Know him. He called the word it. Next part of scripture. He then says, beloved, now are we. Somebody say now. Are we what? And it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. As you look at this, your mind travels to the future. But it's not in the future. It's in the now. Because verse 2 cannot say now in the beginning and said future will go to be revealed. Doesn't make any sense. So the root word for revealed there is phanero. Phanero means to unravel. To lose something. So when Jesus is revealed to us, as I'm revealing to you, he said, what will happen? We shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. Now this dream has always been from the beginning. Let man be created in my image and my likeness. And Jesus came to reveal the Father's image and likeness to us. So when we know Jesus like a mirror, as he gets revealed to us like a mirror, we are being what? Transformed into the Father's image. Are you seeing that? So as I'm revealing Jesus, something is happening. There's an unraveling. You're understanding who you are. Because now, are you what? Children of God. It's because we shall see him as he is. Next part of scripture. It has a having this blessed assurance. And everyone who has this hope, this blessed assurance in him, purifies himself just as he is pure. So Jesus is pure, I am pure too. My description stems from Jesus. He is like me, I am like him. So whatever I see in Jesus, I validate that authority in me. I enforce it in me. He cannot sin. I purify myself with that knowledge. I refuse to sin. You see that? So I get the data there and I work on myself from the raw materials of Jesus. Jesus is my raw material. My believing and my speaking makes me the finished product. You get what I'm trying to say now? So Jesus is my raw material, the knowledge of Jesus, but my believing and my speaking, because the Bible speaking, it says we are children of God. It said, but faith is the victory that has overcome the world. So you see, Jesus has said it, but what brings us into the victory? Our faith. And what does faith involve? Believing and speaking. So it's not enough that we are like Jesus. We have to say it. We have to think it, imagine it, and speak it. Glory to God forever. So the Bible says, it said, with this blessed assurance and this knowledge from Jesus, we purify ourselves just as he is pure. And that's where Paul saw. This is what Paul saw that made him to say in 1 Timothy 2:20 that if you cleanse yourself or purge yourself from the latter, you see that? So by the knowledge of God's word, you purge yourself from that wrong vessel. He said, then you become a vessel profitable for the master's use. It is from this database, I'm sure Paul saw from 2, that made him to say in Romans 8 and 11, that if the same spirit that's raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us, that spirit has what? Quicken our mortal body. Now, if it's futuristic that we can be perfect, Paul will not say this word in verse 12. Now, let's read verse 12. It says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to what? To live according to the flesh, for if we do that, we shall die. Now, so you see, Paul is saying, we are debtors. We owe God. Because of what he did in 11, we owe God. Not just 11, what he did from 1. There is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, because these new folks don't walk after the order of the flesh. They walk after the order of the spirit. Verse 2, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ has made me what? From the law of sin and death. Verse 3, what the law could not do, in that it was weak because of the flesh, Jesus did. What did he do? He defeated sin, even sin in the flesh. Let's see it in the TBT. There's a very dramatic way TBT says this. It says, for God had what the law was able to accomplish, because the law was limited by the weakness of human nature. Yet God sent us his son in human form to identify with human weakness, close with humanity. God's son gave his body to be sin offering so that God could once and for all condemn the guilt and the power of sin. You see that? The law could not. He didn't have capacity. But Jesus destroyed sin. Sin in the flesh. But the Bible says you're going to be stuck if your thinking is wrong. Verse 5. Give me in the TBT, let me see something. Verse 5. Those who are motivated by the flesh only pursue what benefits themselves. He said, now give me in the NKJV. Hallelujah. He said, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. You see that? What to eat, makeup, what to drink, what school to go to. If you think of that, you're going to be a sinner. Because there's no time thinking about your being in the spirit. Your business, your this, your that. You must have time to think of the supernatural. That's what we are doing in this season. That we say read 10 chapters every day and pray in the spirit daily. You will see what will happen to you when you are done. That you'll be 10 times better. That jobs you did not apply for, they will start calling you because God thinks you are qualified now. Are you here? It said, but those who live according to the spirit, the things of the spirit, next part of scripture, it then says, to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. Give me this in the TPT. It said, for the mindset of the flesh is death, but the mindset controlled by the spirit finds life and peace. How you set your mind is a problem now. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? To be carnally minded, you just think of, you know, if you're carnally minded, all you think of is food, business, money, clothes, makeup, recharge card, burger, meat, milk. Carnally minded. What to wear, what to eat. It's about to be spiritually minded. You woke up with a consciousness. Oh, I'm bought with a price. That was your charge in the morning. I am who God says that I am. I'm a kingdom. That's the first consciousness you got in the morning. I'm a kingdom ambassador. That's why I'm setting out to make money. I'm making money with the consciousness of kingdom, a kingdom ambassador. A kingdom ambassador trying to get money will not get in a dubious way. And he knows why he's getting money for the kingdom. I told you, hard work, when you understand your place in Christ, hard work becomes one of the ways you war in the spirit. You know, I have to get it done. I have to become the top. For God's kingdom to be elevated in that sector, I must be the best. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Because if God has got me in this sector as number one, then he is number one. I mean, a non-believer cannot be sleeping, waking up in the night to read and I'm not reading. It's a sin. It's a taboo. That when they are looking for the best tenor, is a kingdom ambassador. Is a Christian. Because there's a kind of success that comes by hard work. God has put that law on the earth. Is that God has caused rain both for the righteous and the unrighteous. If you work hard, you get that success. So as Christians, we must work hard. But in working hard, we know there's an advantage we have as a righteous. He giveth his beloved what? Bread in his sleep. There's an advantage. We can't be looking for two doctors. One is a Christian, one is an unbeliever. But the unbeliever is far ahead of the Christian in knowledge. Then you say, God should give this one more favor. No, it wouldn't work like that. But when God sees that both of them are bracket in knowledge, and how would they even be bracket when you are a Christian? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But imagine, this is why Daniel was preferred. It was not the anointing yet. The Bible says he had the spirit of excellence. Daniel said, I've not covered those two parts of the note. I must cover it. But the person without the spirit of excellence will say, I will wake up in the morning by 8 when I'm walking to school, I'll be reading it. No, Daniel said, no. I must read it before I sleep. And Daniel will read and read. The Bible says he had the spirit of excellence. What is the spirit of excellence? To do what you are supposed to do very well. Whatever thy hand findeth to do, do it. That's what we call the spirit of excellence. No stone uncovered, left unturned. You must do what you ought to do. That's what made Daniel to be preferred. Not the anointing yet. He had the spirit of excellence. He was a hard worker. And the Bible said he was preferred over 7 presidents of nations. Daniel was a chairman. Not by any... They say he's the best. They say if we want our nations to make progress, we cannot do politics in this thing. We know who can take us up. It's one man that came to school in Babylon. What is his name? Daniel. But if we don't want to make progress, we can play pranks and politics. But we know we want to go forward. There's one man that have a solution. Who is that man? Daniel. They picked him. CV complete. Nobody helped him. And when he got there, the guy was doing everything he wanted in the land. Everybody was scared, not Daniel. He knew he was the most preferred. And when they bowed to worship, he would not worship. The king knew he was not worshiping. They couldn't do nothing to him because he had what they were looking for. But I told you that's not enough. You may have what Nigeria is looking for, but Nigeria will still kill you. You that is the savior. Because Satan does not want Nigeria to make progress. Are you listening to me? Yeah. Just like Daniel, a man had solution for over nine countries. And yet they want to kill him through the lion's den. Look at how wicked the devil can be. You think the devil wants the earth to be better? Just because he will not bow to a thing, a useless man-made God, they say kill him. Let the innovation that will hit us not hit us because he's not bowing. Are you people catching something tonight? Say, I've learned music, I've learned all the riffs and run. You will die there with your riffs and run. Nobody send your music. Have you not seen people who cannot even sing well, they cannot even talk well, yet they are collecting Grammy? And it's so funny, the one that can do riffs and run now, singing their song in a better way, in his house, with no Grammy, with a better voice, with no Grammy. I saw a video today. I don't know how I just saw that video. Is this worldly singer they call? I don't know whether he's a worldly singer. It's a worldly singer, right? Odumeji, something like that. Something like that. Odumeji something. And he was trying to celebrate Jesus in an award. He said, I want to give praise to God, Almighty Jesus Christ. And the mic went off. And he said, thank you. He said, stop playing that music. I want to give praise. He just was doing his headline. He didn't know what he's gotten himself into. They off the mic. Don't mention Jesus here. Meanwhile, there were guys who called themselves prestigious men seated there waiting for their award. Are you listening to me tonight? You saw what I played for you on Sunday. And some of you, those are your models. When you are done from church, you have the impetus, the infantry. You go and sit down and listen to those kind of things. Oh, brother, you don't understand kingdom. We're not insulting you. You don't just understand kingdom. It's that important. It's a serious matter. My children cannot hear that kind of thing. They cannot go night. They can't touch it. Jesus told Adam, he said, don't even eat nor touch it. We don't have anything to do with those things. Are you listening to me? You know, when I see how people are trying to just prove themselves in the world, I laugh. They say it's cool. It's this school, all the big men children are in the school. That's where you want to put your child, because all the big men children are there. You don't even know what they teach there. Under useless peer pressure. I want to prove your child is going to that school. I said, no. Me, my own, I will go there and ask, see the syllabus, see what they teach. See the kind of things that happen there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Put them in schools. I know they will learn what they need to learn. They said in this school we don't believe in this, in this, and that. I'll put my child there. After all, I was not actually banking on the teachers to make them know mass. When they are done, I'll clear every error that I was even taught there and teach them better in the house. Me, I have full time for my children. I told my wife, I said, you will not believe it, but I have full time for my children. Any mass they teach them, if it's the wrong method, I'll teach them the right method at home. What? They must hear Albert Einstein in the realm of the spirits, in their vision. The one I did not pass, they can't fail. He's cheat code at home. Suppose my father is a cheat code teacher. I told her, hallelujah to Jesus. They don't have... See, it's a fight for dominion. Are you listening to me?
for dominion. It's a serious fight. Is it Matthew 25:34 that Jesus said, come inherit the kingdom prepared for you from what? The foundation of the world. From the foundation, God wants us to rule on the earth. He wants to rule on the earth through us. Satan too wants to rule on the earth through some kind of human beings. How to take over the music industry is not to sound like them. It's to come with our sound from Zion. Original. Are you listening to me? That the guy does not have earring. Kai! How useless it is that a gospel singer now is wearing earring and chains over his body just to sound like the world, to look presentable to the world. As I want to sing a song for believers and unbelievers. Rubbish. From the pit of hell. We can come with nothing on our ears, nothing on our nose, but with a sound from Zion. The Bible never said nations shall come to the brightness of the jewelries on our nose and our ears. No. With all the gospel artists, I'm not trying to insult now, with everything they are doing, who can we call as an icon for gospel music in this nation today? I can boldly tell you Nathaniel Bassey. Have you ever seen anything on his nose? On his ears? Is he not in every part of the world? So it's a proof that it's not earring we need. We don't need to wear their kind of shoes. We don't need to put their kind of lip gloss. Are you listening to me? You must be bold as a lion. Bold as a lion. Tell somebody kingdom. I tell you the truth. Bold as a lion. Not scared. We are kingdom people. No matter what, we will not bow. We will stand straight, representing our King, kingdom ambassadors. And like I said, it's not enough to be skillful in any area. Daniel was very skillful. He had solution for nations. Yet they say, go and kill him in a lion's den because he will not bow to the devil. No matter how skillful you are, no matter how much of a hard worker you are, if the God factor is not there, if you are not fully engaging God, the devil will finish you. He doesn't care how much of a hard worker you are. Like Daniel, look at all the skill this guy had. Throw him in a lion's den. Is that what is better for Daniel? What did Daniel, what was his offense? I will not bow to your God. They lied to us that we have freedom of worship until you get to the top. That's what they will tell you. Are you listening to me tonight? You see that this thing is war. When Jesus told you the weapons of our warfare, the first time I read that scripture, I'm wondering which one is warfare again. It's really warfare. The weapons of our warfare. You didn't even know. He just told you, you are in a war. And your weapon is not carnal, but it is mighty through God to pulling down strongholds. Because those demons, they are some kind of things they want to just bring to the earth. Some false narratives that a gospel singer can put nose ring. We don't believe it. We don't believe it. Some people are wondering, it's demonic. It's highly demonic. Is the devil penetrating the church? We can't tell who is gospel, who is secular. They are in the same meetings. They are in the same events. They are dressing the same. They are what's the same. The only thing that makes us understand is when they call grace in the song. No wonder all of their song is God giving them grace. Grace. But now, such songs, is it doing anything good to the people in China as missionaries and the people in South Africa as missionaries? There are songs you will hear as a missionary in the bush, and you lift your hands thanking God that these people out there understand what you are going through. All your song is that God is giving you a car. There's evidence. So me in the mission field, walking to go and preach to a people who have never heard anything Jesus in a far village, I've lost. Because all of my money I've invested there. Are you people listening to me? That is why in this generation, nobody is ever talking about missionaries. Mission views. Nobody will close their eyes and say, God is giving me, God has called me to go to South Africa and go to a village. Nobody has ever said such a thing. If God does not call us to Abuja, it's USA. It's a sad reality that we're in a time where some people can tell you that, there's a kind of sound you must have before I come and minister, before my God can be heard. There's a kind of speaker you must have. What a demonic influence from hell. A serious demonic influence. We're talking about a time, emphasis on it. Paul will travel cities, miles, different locations, fight with beasts on his path to go into different cities to preach the gospel. Or in a time where somebody will say, Kai, because of the kind of person that I am, the kind of people that will come there, I don't know the kind of people that will come, the kind of security you will need, you may not have, so I'll just tell you, no, I'm not coming. What a useless analysis. If Jesus can preach everywhere, you cannot preach everywhere. Because the kind of security coming, the kind of people coming, who did not come and hear Jesus? When Jesus speaks, even angels are hearing. The whole of heaven and earth are silent, yet he went everywhere. He entered boats. He trekked from city to city and preached. Took, in our days, what we can represent for that is should be cars. He took a horse once. Glorious entrance into Jerusalem. That was all. He walked like everybody. Are you listening to me tonight? Your own dignitaries are coming. There is no security man to be able to master such a demonic voice from hell. Meanwhile, Jesus preached to the poor such that they could not even eat. He had to provide food for them. He preached to 5,000. No food. He provided food. You, they don't have something, you cannot go. Meanwhile, Jesus went and provided what they didn't have. We have to wake up. Satan is speaking and he's speaking, pretending. People are just emotionally weak. You just talk and you are emotional and you just catch it. Meanwhile, the devil is speaking. You can discern Satan is speaking. And a generation are watching and learning. That is my greatest fear. What am I looking for? Nothing in this world. I'm just scared of my generation. We are watching and modeling after something very useless that is far away from God. Very far away from God. How many people, church people have learned what it means for them to stand up from their city in town, go to a village, preach the gospel, help them and come back? Never forget the day I heard a man said, God has not called me to villages, he called me to city. I told Mama Tia, I'm leaving this place. I stood up and I left. He has called me to cities, not to villages. I'm in a group, and I remember one day, I'll never forget, they posted a man that he was missing in South Africa, a missionary, and that we should begin to pray for the person on Facebook. I looked at the picture, I started praying, and suddenly I just came across this video that started emphasizing nonsense. I said, see, we are praying for somebody who they broke into his church, they took him, and the wife and the children escaped, but they took the man. He told the children, we are praying for him. This one is emphasizing rubbish about money. I said, what a generation. You know, we're laughing in Africa and celebrating today. Do you know what brought the gospel to us in Africa? That you are happy today, you say you have prosperity, gospel, whatever, and you are saying, you know what brought us the gospel? It was sacrifice of men that brought us the gospel. Men like John Gillick. Men like Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke. Are you listening to me? These guys, nobody understood their net worth. They didn't even have net worth. These are people who sacrificed and brought the gospel to Africa. John Gillick came to Africa as a doctor, left his profession, took his wife too, left their profession, traveled to Africa, to South Africa, preached the gospel. There was no help for the wife. This is how she died. She was serving food to people while they were preaching. Because
not say she was tired. She just pretended she was fine. This is how she fell ill and died while serving the people. John Gile came to Africa not knowing anybody. And when he stopped, God told the woman, go and take care of him. He didn't know anybody. That's how they brought the gospel to us in Africa. Are you people listening to me? So that you are schooled properly. This rubbish we are hearing about money everywhere here. This one must be paid. All those stupid stinking stuffs. People who have no secret place. Such people, you can't carry them and keep on mission feet. They will die there. Their faith in God have not been tested. Is it that kind of person God is using to... What is God saying with that rubbish? We have to wake up. Are you listening to me, people of God? And know God for yourself. Understand that this God that is being painted is not really the way people are saying that he is. Look at Daniel, like I was saying. And was going to be killed. Now, if Daniel was not anointed, if he had no secret place, what would have happened to Daniel? That's where the story would have ended. Are you guys listening to me tonight? But he had a secret place. Skillful man, knew mathematics, knew everything. Yet he had the anointing. All the business strategies Daniel knew. Yet Daniel had a time he was labashaka. He knew that even though I had all of this in, the only thing that can protect me in this world is my stand with God, my power with God. Are you listening to me tonight? So that they carried a man, put him in a lion's den. What level of glory will make a lion become like a pillow? The king said, let your God save you today. That was my joy. I love that. Let your God and his God save them. It was Daniel that said, they that know their God, they shall be what? And they shall what? It was him that said that. He didn't say our God. He said they that know their God personal. They that know. This is what makes you strong on the earth. Do you know your own God? Your God. When we are done with service, do you sit down with this revelation and pray in the spirit? Then how dare you say God is not faithful? Have you encountered him for yourself? How can you come to church, hear about God and go back and say, Kai, Nigeria is very difficult. It's so hard. Even if everybody is saying there's a casting down, the Bible says there's a set of people that will say no. There is a what? They that know their God. Many people will laugh at us when we say this thing. There's a lifting up. Under Tinubu, there's a lifting up. The security challenge is very bad in Benue. We don't know who will die tomorrow. It's not me that is dying tomorrow. I know I will not die tomorrow. It doesn't matter how useless the government and the security is. I'm not dying tomorrow. Hey, Pastor Simon, what did they come and point a gun on your head? I don't know what you are saying. Even if they put, the balance is this. It's not me that is dying tomorrow. I don't know whatever is going to happen. But I know that the end is that it's not me that will die. There's something Daniel just knew. I don't know what's going to happen in that lion's den. But I know I will be strong. I shall experience exploits. The Bible says he lied on the, and the king, that was my best part. The king said, there's something different about this man. He really affirmed that his God has what? Saved him. A lion hungry for days, for months? Unbelievable. He should be celebrating meat. No, but he was playing with Daniel. Why? He carried the glory. That glory that made Adam to play with lions was with Daniel. Are you listening to me? That glory. And that glory came on the strength of the old covenant. The Bible says we have a better covenant that speaketh better things. Are you listening to me? There's a time and a season that will come, and it has come. It has been there. It is getting revealed even now. I tell you that bullet will shrink before our faces. Guns will shrink before our faces. Because they know their what? Shall what? And what? Pastor Simon, are you saying we should go into the villages and start looking for fool and needs to put gun? No. You are not foolish. Don't test God. Doing that is a proof that you don't know God. If God says it, it will happen. Even though I have not tested it. I don't need to test whatever God says. If the situation sent itself, it will happen. Daniel did not carry himself to the lion's den. They carried Daniel wickedly to the lion's den, and God proved himself as God.
I may have not prevailed. Somebody say, hey, Pastor Simon, I have a good friend that was traveling to Abuja. On a fateful day, after he checked that security was okay, they shot that guy twice or thrice. Thank God he did not die. He said, Pastor, when they were shooting, I just told myself, I am not supposed to die. And he did not die. But remember, he checked everything. He was sure everything was okay before he traveled. In this country today, we travel by faith. We move by faith. Are you listening to me? You know what I'm talking about. Traveling tomorrow is just by faith. In God we trust. But they that know their God, somehow something will happen. Somehow, and you know what David said about the Goliath? He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that stands before the army of the Lord? Somebody is standing pointing a gun on your face, and in your heart is an uncircumcised, uncastrated Fulani. It's the truth. Something external must back us up. I tell you the truth. Because if our faith is in this world, we are of all men most miserable. If you made up your mind to say truth, believe me, you will suffer in this world. People will try all it takes to put you down. If you are not strong with God, don't say truth. You can't say truth. I heard the story of a man of God who was speaking truth in the city, and they wanted him down. And they plotted him through good works. They know he's so kind. They kept a baby crying on the road. And when he saw it, he said, driver, stop. And he was trying to help the baby with the mom. And they came out, they tried to shoot him. The thieves. They said, they said, we should kill you. You've been talking truth in this city. And they told the driver to kneel down. And they told the Oga to kneel. He refused. The driver dragged, you know when you are in a situation, driver dragged pastor to kneel down. Pastor, I beg, no, do that one now. No, do that one today. And while they were talking, they said, say your last prayer. An uncircumcised unbeliever. Say your last prayer. But they that know their God. The man of God said, a man does not die twice. I will never forget that story. A man does not what? Die twice. And he began speaking in tongues. They shot him. All of them proved that this is truly the man of God. They ran away. You know, as we say this, some people say, na jege, na lie. Because you think bullet is stronger than the Holy Spirit. The things which are not seen are more real. We've won the breastplate of righteousness. The belt of truth. We have the shield of faith. And this shield is more stronger than any bullet in the world. Are you listening to me? Pastor Simon, are you trying to raise rebels, foolish people who just be using their faith wrongly? No, that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm not telling you to go and create a situation. But God forbid a situation comes tomorrow. It is not you that will die. It is that uncircumcised unbeliever that will die. Have you ever seen when they shoot bullet like this and it kills somebody like this? When God has told me what will happen in this city through me, then somebody points a gun. I know I'm not dying. Say, Pastor Simon, say your last prayer. God said, I'm going to have the biggest program in this city that will bring all the whites from different nations of the world. I've not done that. That's my reply. You know, we have men with this kind of crazy faith. Men like Benson Idahusa, Archbishop Benson Idahusa. Men with mighty faith. Who spoke like this? Are you listening to me? Who challenged government down Abacha in his days? He challenged him that you can do nothing. He did nothing. In fact, he left. There's wickedness in high places. Wickedness. We're in a time where over 53 people died in Jos. And the government said, we are sorry, we failed you. And 36 cows dies. He said, let's do an investigation on what killed the cows. 53 or more people
We are sorry. We are sorry. That's what they got. Sorry. 36 stinking cows. Useless cows. Let's do an investigation on what killed the cows. So a cow now is more important than a human being. Is it in our culture, when they kill one cow, it is as good as killing a human being. What a useless, demonic, stupid culture. A culture from the pit of hell. That says a cow is as important as a human being is a useless, stupid, without apology culture. A useless culture that should be banned from existence. We need to wake up in this country, and God will clear them one by one. That a human ambition is greater than people's souls. Why are you not talking? I'm campaigning. I want to win. Useless, stupid ambition. Your ambition is bigger than human beings. For souls, God came to die for. To show you how important souls are. Jesus left his throne and died for souls. If there was one soul, one of them that have died, if they were alive, Jesus would have left heaven to come and die for them. The whole investment of heaven was squandered for souls. That's what we are joking with today. There are some hoodlums, bastard in town, moving around, killing people like they owe the country. And nothing is being done. If our hope is in this world, we have what? All men. Most what? Most means, I've told you, sleep with your cutlass. With the anointing. With your sense. With your cutlass. Pick the head up like a ball. The highest thing that will happen, they will say, I should leave this country. I will leave. Yeah, I've told my wife. I said, if they say, Pastor Simon, we don't want you in this state. What is in the state before? I will leave. I'm tired. I can't be in this world and this kind of rubbish is happening. Just remove me from the world if you can. Else I will talk. That's my call as a prophet. I can't even sleep. I sleep and I wake up every bit thinking, watching the news and wondering what the hell is happening in our nation. Are we being ruled by bastard? What is happening? People of God, we have to wake up. Are you listening to me? You are all the new Nigeria. You are watching what is happening today. If you are not strong with God, this same thing you are seeing will happen with this generation. The people doing this thing today, they never knew they would act like this. Oh, they are acting like this now. You can never be nice outside God. Are you listening to me? You can never be true outside God. Hold on to God. You say you don't have time to pray. That's the proof you be that kind of leader. You must have time for Jesus right now. It is abiding in Him. If you observe 1 John 3 and 6, it says something. They that abide in me have seen me and know me. The first word was what? Abide. Abide. Meaning you are not a praying person. You don't stay with the word of God. It is as good as you not knowing. It is as good as not seeing. Are you listening to me? Or you claim you have seen. If you have seen, you should be abiding. You should be abiding in the presence. Because it is they that abide in the secret place of the Most High. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. That should what? That will what? Abide under the shadow of the Almighty. See that? You must learn the art of the secret place. It's painful. You feel like, you know, anytime you want to pray, it's like the whole of hell get loose on you. How many of you have observed that? You want to pray, there's every excuse not to pray. You have to still pray. That's the most important. Tell somebody you have to pray. You have to pray. You have to pray. Look at this. As I'm talking to you, you may think you are saved for not talking. Even if you don't talk, you are not still saved. The only
only hope we have is God Almighty. I'm not going to talk. You are not safe. Nobody cares about you. Are you listening to me? We have to pray. The only way is, God saw it from the beginning. He said, walk by faith and not by sight. He saw it from the beginning. He said, walk by faith, sons. And we're by sight. Everything is okay. In this time and season, it is only by faith we can walk. Traveling by faith, eating by faith, even going out by faith. My wife was telling me, say, Pastor Simon, I heard my one of my sister, cousin, they said they could not go to work in Uni Agric because Fulani attacked. Pastor Simon, it has reached Uni Agric. I said, Mama T, I heard the news. I didn't just. He said, you heard it? I said, yes, I heard it since. He said, if it has entered there, then has it not entered anywhere, everywhere? I said, I told you they are in the city. Remember, I told you here. See, I'm not lying to you. They are in the city. They are in the city. I told you since. They are in the city. It's so glaring in the spirit. What they want is a takeover. I tell you the truth. There are things that have happened behind closed doors that you are not aware of. And people that have made those agreements are in regret right now, but they can do nothing. Their hands are tied. The only thing that can save you today, I speak in parables, is your faith in God. For a man to boldly enter and say, give me something, he knows what he has paid for. It's only your faith in God that can help you in this time and season. Pray, oh. It's not a time to be on Facebook. Pray. Jesus told us, he said, as long as we're on the earth, there are seasons, tireless time. He said, they will come. This is what we are facing today in this nation. Terrible seasons will come, and it is them that are strong with God that will go through them. In this season, it is people that will go through this season are those that really have a place with God. And every Christian ought to have what? A place with God. I tell you the truth. It's not a time to joke. No, but Simon, I'm not going to talk. I'm being careful. You are not safe. Are you listening to me? The only way, those that know their God, they shall be what? And they shall do what? This is the same thing Daniel faced. I'm going to end with this. This is the same thing that three Hebrew boys faced. In a city, they could not say the truth. The moment they had the impetus to say the truth, they were thrown into the fire. He said, make the fire 10 times hotter. That's what is happening in our nation. Say the truth on Facebook, you are arrested. Just say, I am hungry, government. I am hungry, government. You'll be arrested. Just a government, they killed my mother. In Sokoto, a lady complained that they killed her siblings. A Muslim lady, she complained. And they wanted to kill that lady for complaining that Fulani killed, bandits killed her family members. Meaning you can't complain. They'll be choking you, yet you have no impetus to talk. When the boy spoke, make the fire 10 times hotter. Threw them in the fire. The people that took them there died. Those three boys did not die. When they went back, they saw what? A fourth man. God is showing us these things. The stories in the Bible are not a mistake. They are very prophetic. They are very prophetic. They want to kill me. I dodge it. I defend myself. I kill the person and run away. They say, you for killing the person that wanted to kill you, you will die by hanging. That's the country we are living in. We are not ruled by leaders. We are ruled by bastards, not leaders. Nincompoops. That's what we are ruled by. People who have no conscience. When the Bible says your conscience has been snared with fire, there is no conscience, no humanity. Hallelujah to Jesus. Pray, oh.
The God that saved those boys can save you. Are you listening to me? But you have to be strong with your God. You come in this season and say you are going to see one boy. We're going to see you are killing yourself. When they catch you there, you will die easily. The knife will enter very, very easily. A season that you are thinking rubbish. You don't joke with this season. These are troubling times, more like tribulations according to scripture. I tell you the truth. I don't know what to call tribulation if it's not this kind of season. Hallelujah to Jesus. And it's time to wake up. Wake up on your faith. We can't do anything. I'm not telling you to go and look for gun and start killing people. Mm-mm. Wake up on your faith. It is day that what? It is day that what? It is day that what? Some may be there shouting and telling you, it doesn't matter. You are here. Like I was insulting some things that happen in the church. Somebody is there putting earring, putting. They are not in this country. You are copying them from their country. They are not in this country. Lousy you. Looking at what is happening around you. You too, you have left your hair and put earring. From your ungwa that you are staying. See, because the guy comes from that country, he knows what he's doing. There's a spirit in man. And what? If I don't put those 12 bangles, will I die? If I don't put earring, will I die? They say, no, if you put earring, it's not a bad thing. Okay, what if you don't put earring? If putting earring is not a problem, and not putting earring is not a problem, let me not put earring because it is not a problem. Because one is a problem. People don't want to hear me when I talk. So if they don't want to hear me and it's not a problem, I will what? So that they can what? Like I always give an example. If you see me pick up here now by the side, and hearing here, and nose ring here, I'm like, yo, people, you know, Jesus loves everybody, yo. What will you say? Pastor Simon looks cool, man. My pastor is dope, man. Nigga, I love this pastor, man. Is that what you say? Pastor Simon just got me loving him more, man. Some will just clean their Bible quietly and say, Pastor Emma, nice doing business with you in TGCU. I think my time here is over. Pastor, this, all the partnership we have given, no problem. Let it just, I gave to God, no man. We will meet in heaven. I'm done. They are going for good. Some will not even say anything. They will just go out quietly. Are we together? Bow your heads and pray. They that know their God, they shall be strong. And they shall do exploits. Yeshua, when we call you, you will answer. Yeshua, when we call you, you deliver. There's no name greater than you. There's no name greater than you. Yeshua, when we call you, you will answer. Yeshua, we call you, you deliver. There's no name greater than you. There's no name greater than yours. Yeshua, when we call you, you will answer. Yeshua, when we call you, you deliver. There's no name,
no name greater than yours. There's no name greater than yours. Shabaka baba baba ba. And Yeshua, when we call you, you will answer. Yeshua, when we call you, you deliver. There's no name, no name greater than us. There's no name, no name greater than yours. You are Yeshua. When we call you, you will answer. Yeshua. When we call you, yes, you deliver. There's no name, no name greater than yours. There's no name. Shaba kabara kaba ya kaba baba. Shaba kaba baba baba. There's no name on earth. There's no name, oh God. Shabaka baba baba. Oh, there's no name, oh God. There's no name, oh God, that's greater than yours. There's no name, no name greater than yours. Oh, no name. There's no name, oh God. There's no name, oh God. Shaba kabara damaya. There's no name, no name greater than yours. There's no name. Akata shaba kata baya. Parata kaba shupa kaba. Parata kaba rakata ba shaka ba 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 ba. Pasande ba 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 ba. Karabia rekama kaba. Jakande kaba ba ba. Rakaba ba 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 ba. Shaba rekete kopolo koposo magaya. Orabo shanda maya koda da baradisha. Erabo shanda. Ena maya shanda mana kada diya mano. Shera makona ne masera ni anumba da dete. Shera maya na. Madanera caro sariata. Shendera boca da diaro, saradeva corda da desa. Rarabo, there's no name, no name. There's no name. No name. Shira maya ronda da kana bala baso na le maya kado. Shira maya ronda na ne ba kodi ala bosa. Anda na ne ba kara ne so tabale ala bosa na diaka. Bara ne bosa na bale ra kara me. Shira bara ronda na ne ba kara me.
karadiaro saradesha pararo sarade bananeya emara tosa apokana debo sharadi bakona debadosa mela kanda baranisha o sana nana te kabadosi ala tosa sheba kana do sanani abodo sharadata Pavniyana bovsana de parakoda Anmeneyana bovsiyara bovsera bokaradisa Sera mayakonda basera rayata Onniyana da sera bokaradiya bovsa Aniyato na teka na deba Anneyano sepa kadadisa Sendereba ora bakona ora Kora shera madia ro shara dia rosa Kora ro mo kora ro shara dia rosa Onda ra na mo shara dia ro rosa Jemna ro mo shara dia rosa Era na bakara tesa da baratoya Arado sharado badade sharado sa Anno na basura di arosada Anno na tara di rata Anno ne eba meka na gonta mato da da disa Era basura bade kabarato sa Anni ala rosa da di arado sada dosa Anni ala bakana seba la tosi ala bata Lenda da ne masona da beba Anni a canne posa da di arado sa Siara masona de bakana de na no siara bata Bonne na masona nata Siara ma era bakana de ma no sana ma de na diaka Siara ma no sana ma di ala no siara batosa O sana ma de de koma ya te ya de kapato kada na diata O ya na masena ma na tosa Nena maratosa da dia rosa O barada basonde de dia conda Nema na nande de tamba na coda Nena na dia rosa da na nasce na bunda diata Nena na nende cana Eba cando shamba de ya bota Shamba ka dia renda soba teta Onde se cavalesa O barade se bareva Se Ola de basura da la basa, Amano shamba bakolba de diabaka da da dosi arata, Shea bakaya na bansha, Manda na nonde baladea konde na basera, Lembaria kana na na yamano seba, Omba na deba na la tinto la banda bosemba kodia, Para do sharabaya na bame balatosi amalia kona, Bame de kote basura da bateka, Oh, yeah.
Mashiach. Oh God, you pray. We celebrate your name and magnify your name. Oh God, you pray. Oh God, you pray. Your glory reflects the earth. Your glory reflects the earth. Lord, your glory reflects the earth. Hey, our God, you reign. We celebrate your name and magnify your name. Our God, you reign. God, you pray. Your glory floods the earth. Glory floods the earth. Your glory everywhere. Our God, you pray. We celebrate your name and magnify your name. Holy, you are holy. You are beautiful, God. Let the earth see your glory. You are beautiful, God. Lift our hands to you, possessor of the heavens, possessor of the earth. Lord, you are holy. You are God of all the earth. Lord, you are holy. Oh, we lift our hands to you, possessor of the heavens, possessor of the earth. Lord, you are holy. You are holy. You are holy. You are the almighty God of all the heavens. God of all. You are the one and holy God of all the heavens, God of all the earth, that you are holy. You are the great and mighty God of all the heavens. You are the God of all the earth, that you are holy. You are the great and mighty God of all the heavens. You are the God of all the earth. But you are holy. While I prayed in the spirit and chanted in the spirit, the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, I inhabit the praises of my people. And that's why the song in my heart began to cry out that the whole earth is flooded with the glory of God. And as I sang, the Lord said, declare a thing, decree a thing, and it shall come to pass. And Lord, tonight, under the authority of heaven, and in the name of Jesus Christ, the Most High, Lord, I declare, and together as a church, we decree that anything in our state, beginning from our state, anything of the devil that will ensure there is no peace, there is no harmony, Lord, we cut it away from this state tonight in the name of Jesus. As a prophet with the staff of heaven, I declare in the name of Jesus
that whatever government, whatever man, whatever woman is in synchrony with the devil to making sure there is no peace in our state, that's making sure there is no peace in our nation, tonight, Holy Spirit, by your rod and your staff, by which you comfort us, we declare we are comforted with our decree tonight. In the name of Jesus, may they be cut off. May they be cut off. May they be cut off. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will shock them to stupor. And it will prove to them that He alone is God. Today we declare plans failed. We celebrate plans failed. We celebrate plans failed. We celebrate plans failed. We celebrate plans failed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That the Lord God Almighty, by His power invested in the church and us tonight, through the ministry of angels, we begin to cause right now and right here. Everyone, uncircumcised unbeliever, and people, and government, planning innocent life, in the name of Jesus, that name you attained when you died for humanity, will declare that tonight is their end in the name of Jesus. We declare they begin to catch them. We declare their plans begin to fail. Lord, I declare, open the cup of the enemy. Let their secret be unraveled in the name of Jesus. You will raise like very fire before your people. You will raise like very fire in the hearts of your people. You will raise a defense from the heart of your people. And the camp of the enemy will be set on fire. One by one, the ministry of angels are going wherever they are, plotting in the city, plotting in the villages. The Lord is unraveling them. It's making them weak. It's all dead. Why is your sting? They are losing their power in the name of Jesus. They are losing their stand in the name of Jesus. We declare hell subjected, the grave subjected, death subjected, and the power of the Holy Ghost reign in this city in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And so shall it be. You remind us that we prayed on a social day, on a social Tuesday, when we begin to celebrate these victories in the name of Jesus. You see, mark this day, I hear the Lord telling me there will be political shock that will hit this nation and make people wonder. And He said to me, He said, it will be for the defense of the people. I cannot tell you exactly what it will be, but it will be a shock. And you remember this day. He said, there shall be a political shock that will hit the heart of people, make people wonder. He said, but tell them to remember, it is for the defense of the people. Because I, the Lord, have said so. Today is, what it? The 29th, right? Of April, on a Tuesday, that the Lord spoke to us. Lord, we give you praise. Celebrate the Lord. Give Him praise. And worship Him. Give Him all the praise. Give Him all the glory. Thank Him. Because He inhabits the praise of His people. Not the complaint. The praise of His people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You do all glorious things. You do marvelous things. You're a faithful. You do glorious. You do glorious. You do. One more time.
You go mine. You do. You're the glorious things. You're a faithful.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Celebrate Jesus as we get seated. Amen.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.